budget expectations, an Insight 18 special for money control.
India's private equity space and venture capital ecosystem have grown a fair bit in the last 20 years. At the same time, tax and regulatory changes, along with the untapped potential of the Indian economy, have helped with significant flow of capital from private equity and venture capital industry. This nascent industry may be nascent, but certainly growing at a rapid rate. And it also comes with expectations. What are those expectations from Mr. Arun Jaitley, the finance minister? That's precisely what we're here to find out. My name is Rakesh. These are budget expectations on Money Control. The young startup ecosystem in India has survived thanks in the main to VC and angel funding. The government too has recognized the contribution of the private equity and venture capital industry and has created enablers in the tax and regulatory regime to help the sector attract large numbers of investors. However, there remain a few niggles in the tax regime which the industry hopes will be fixed in the 2018 budget. The private equity and venture capital industry would like the pass-through tax status to be extended to net losses at alternative investment fund level to the investor. Pass-through status was intended to ensure there would be no difference in tax treatment for investors investing through an AIF or directly in a portfolio company. Currently, the Income Tax Act provides that if losses are incurred by AIF, these losses shall be carried forward by AIF and shall be set off against the income of AIF. Industry experts say this is not feasible because it doesn't earn the income in its own account. In order to make AIF pass through entirely and bring it on par with direct investment by investors, the industry hopes losses incurred by AIF will be allowed to be set off against the capital gains of the investors. Another area of concern expressed by analysis is tax on primary investment in companies. As of today, excess premium received by companies against valuation of the companies is taxed in the hands of recipient companies. Startups are funded on the basis of innovative ideas and economic potential, and in the initial years, most startups end up incurring losses. Therefore, valuing them purely on financial performance could be misleading. They said in order to reduce protracted litigations, they hope that this provision will be rationalized. A third subject that analysts say need addressing is indirect transfers. Indirect transfer provisions were introduced to ensure transactions which are happening outside India but derive value from India are taxed in India. However, the present law contains lacunae which have unintended outcomes. In the fund industry, a multi-layer structure is adhered to for commercial as well as legal reasons. Hence, testing indirect transfer at each level of remittance would lead to cascading taxes. The finance minister indicated last year that for investments made through the FDI route after its remittance from India, the same should not be taxed on subsequent remittances. That said, appropriate changes in legislation have not yet been carried out. The industry that helps people realize their dreams, that is the PE and VC industry, also dreams that the finance minister implements all or at least some of these recommended measures that would help foster the PE and VC industry and facilitate larger flow of long-term strategic capital to the country and aid in realizing the dreams of the many young entrepreneurs of this country. Will these dreams turn to reality or will these just be fever dreams of an eternal optimist? We'll find out when Mr. Arun Jaitley presents his budget tomorrow in the parliament and what are the fallouts of the union budget and what are the ramifications in our day-to-day living. You can find out all of that and then some right here on Money Control.
Budget expectations, an Insight 18 special for Money Control.